Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome, folks, to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, a man with a mic. What a conversation. If you haven't been watching, like, the Pennsylvania hearing, they've had one in Georgia today. They had Michigan last night in Arizona. And you're not outraged. Well, I mean, there's tons of liberal trolls on there that, like, and you always have to ask the question, what would it take for them to believe voter fraud? But this is, I'm going to get into many things, because Austin's Democratic mayor asked residents, stay home, don't go anywhere, don't do anything, as while he's vacationing in Mexico. Wow. Former President Barack Obama Tuesday criticized the Democratic Party for relying on the same old folks instead of promoting young leaders. Yeah, we want to have more AOCs and more, like, radical left people in there. These blue dog Democrats that they kind of need to go bye-bye. Ted Cruz presses Supreme Court to hear emergency appeal on Pennsylvania election challenge. I'll get into that. Facebook and Google are buying up rivals. Despite antitrust laws, like, you know, when they split up on Microsoft, it's not that Bill Gates is suffering. You know, an ex-UPS subcontractor says that colleagues ordered them to backdate ballots. There's all kinds of stuff with this. I want to get into all this stuff. You got Jen Psaki warns of Russian propaganda after images of pink communist hat resurfaces. She was in, like, a pink communist hat thing. Oh, it's just, I tell you what, these are hilarious. Don't wear a mask. That's what they should say. Because they tell you to stay home. Don't do what you want to do. Don't have Thanksgiving, don't have Christmas, but then they get caught. A communist hat resurfaces. Way to go. I mean, I could respect her. She's like, yeah, I support it. I want communism here, but, you know, we're a constitutional republic, so it's not going to happen. Not under We the People's watch. Let's get into this. Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of opposition, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and welcome. Yes, sir. Former Vice President Joe Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, I think that's how you pronounce his name, it's Psaki, warns the media of Russian propaganda on Tuesday after images of her wearing a pink hammer and sickle hat resurfaced on social media. Everyone's having to backpedal everything because make stuff up at the last minute. Yeah, folks, I have a twin. It really wasn't me in Mexico vacationing. I swear it was my twin I never knew about. I mean, you could at least respect these people if they, like, yeah, that was me in the photo. I still support it. What the heck? They try to cover up the fact that they're, be honest. Which most politicians are anyways, but you have the Austin Democratic mayor of Austin, Texas, urges residents to stay home. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything, because that'd be bad. You know, like, you go outside, it's bad. You spread COVID, it's bad. What does he do? He's found vacationing in Mexico following his daughter's wedding. And I bet you there weren't limitations on that wedding. I'm sure they had as many people as they wanted, doing whatever they wanted, partying like they wanted to, but you need to stay in your home, because, see, I'm Steve Adler, I'm the Democratic mayor, and you need to listen to me, okay? Stay in your house. Don't ever come out ever again. Well, I'm just going to live my life. I mean, if you're dumb enough to never leave your house because I tell you to, then that's your own problem. That's what's wrong with this. I mean, but then you got half the world's like, Officer Barbary, move along now, nothing to see here, there's no voter fraud, whatever, whatever. You will drink Trump's Kool-Aid because there's no voter fraud. There's voter fraud. There's tons of it. There was a tech guy from in the Georgia hearing, and he's basically saying that if they didn't use Dominion, Biden got like the software across the nation that didn't, that the people that didn't use Dominion across the nation, Biden got 45% of the vote. Places where Dominion was used, 78%. Incredible. That's just a coincidence. That's a coinky dink. Because, you know what I mean? Just because he got way more higher percentage of the vote where Dominion was used, that don't mean anything. I mean, that Michigan committee hearing last night, that was like a Jerry Springer show. I mean, some of it, those Democrats that were in the hearing, that were the, like, the consent, they were like, oh, there has to be voter fraud, because who would vote those people in? I mean, who would seriously vote for these people? I mean, they're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Wait a minute, no, we have to swear, man. Anyone coming before here, I have the right to swear this, no, I have the right, we have to swear Rudy Giuliani in. Anyone coming before this, we have to swear him in. And they're going back and forth, back and forth. And they vote whether Giuliani is not there to testify. He's just there as an attorney representing Trump. And 99% of these people have their own people representing them with these affidavits. Most, like last night, most of the people talked to Giuliani the day before. And that night, first time they ever saw each other, met. But that's where we're at in this whole shenangabangs. It's like, it was so bad. No, I have to, and then they had to vote on the, if they're gonna, and of course they didn't go for it. I mean, Giuliani's not being sworn in. He's just like, I'm here to bring in people that have sworn affidavits. They're going to represent on my behalf. And one lady, one of the eyewitnesses, got into it with Steve Johnson of Michigan. She went, well, you say that there was like a 300,000, like a 30,000 to 100,000 vote discrepancy. And, you know, we have the poll book, right? You know, I have the poll book, and, you know, there's no 30,000. There's no $100,000, not even a $30,000 discrepancy in this and that. And she let him have it. And I'm like, dang, way to go. She's like, you know what? You're calling me a liar. I mean, this lady is someone that's lost a lot of her family, a lot of her friends. She's had to move, change her phone number. no social media, no nothing, can't get work. And she's going to, she goes, I have a affidavit where I'll go to prison for, like, I don't know, perjury and obstruction of justice. Did you sign one? Because this dude is a liberal douche. It's just like, I don't want to, oh my. I mean, those liberals were like, I mean, they were like so, like, not even part, I mean, they weren't even like C.A. Johnson. See, they ain't trying to be partisan. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they don't believe any of this crap. They're never going to, no matter what you throw in front of C.A. Johnson or Steve Johnson, those two representatives, no matter who, or Darren Camerel, C-A-M-I-L-L-E-R-I, they're not hiding anything. I don't care if you put the smoking gun in front of them. Yeah, we did the DNA evidence, and the DNA proves you didn't. No, he didn't. No, they didn't. Whatever. Part of parliamentary procedure. No, nope, he wasn't sworn in, so since we didn't swear him in this hearing, that evidence won't count in court. I'm C.A. Johnson. I don't care. I mean, no matter, and they weren't hiding that fact that they were like so anti-Trump, anti-everything. They weren't. And it's pathetic. I mean, you should be at this hearing. Okay, I don't care who wins. I want to make sure that we can trust our elections. Okay? But that's not the case anymore. Okay, Trump didn't win. Well, I don't know why I'm wasting my time here, because I'm not going to support this no matter what I do. So, it's sad. It's really a sad. But that's just America we live in now. Politicians and celebrities do whatever they want to, but they tell us, oh, we need to mask up, we need to lock down, we need to do this, we need to do that. You do whatever you want to, but you're telling me to do this? And then when we're having real, actual evidence of massive fraud, okay, whatever. Yeah. They don't care. Let me tell you something, folks. I never met one veteran, whether it's my dad, my father-in-law, or anybody, that fought for socialism. I mean, because that's what they want here. And they're not hiding the fact. They're not hiding this. And that's the things you don't understand. Because, like, you have, like, the governor, like, the people in Michigan. They're not hiding it. We hate Trump. We don't care about if there's fraud. We want Biden president. We don't care. We're not going to listen to any of this. McCaskill is like, calls on the GOP senators, just admit a Biden won and move away. Get over it. Biden won, just get over it. Now, because I said so, because CNN and I and Fox News said so. Just don't. Because when they had that kind of stop the steal rally with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, there's a lot of stuff going on with this notion that they told all the Republicans, don't go out and vote in January 5th. Don't go out for, don't. What I heard, this is what I heard. Let's see if I get this to come up. I basically, okay, have they fixed the glitch? Have they fixed the problem with whatever it is? So that when I go to vote in Georgia in January, for the runoff, I'm not saying me, but as a Georgian, you know, is it going to be fixed, or is it going to be, I look at it like this. This is what I kind of, Don Lester said this, and I want to repeat what he said, but I agree 100%. Of course they need to vote. When I listen to them speak, I hear something different. I hear them to encourage the voters to tell the candidates and other Republican politicians that if they want their vote, they need to get off their asses and clean up the election process in Georgia. Otherwise, January 5th could become another November 3rd, which I think is smart. Of course, the media is spinning it. That's what I that's what I felt like. That's what they're trying to get them to do. This is what we want you to do. Do it. Do your job. That's what we're paying you for. It's not that we don't want them to vote, but if nothing gets fixed, what's the point of voting anyways? Because it's just going to be a rigged election. It is. I mean, and you got Barack Obama coming out, you know, that he says, like, oh, Democrats do the same old folks. They need to get some new people in there, some new blood. They need to get the, because we got to get rid of some of these people that are basically blue dog Democrats somewhat. But see, we got Democrats in Washington that are socialists. We need the communists. Democrats, you know, I mean, it's literally, we need to get someone to replace you that's very, very communist. It's very, very, we need to get the AOCs. We need to get the radical, we need to get the young Bernie Sanders and the anti-Israel and the pro-Iran Democrats in there and the pro-China. That's what we need to get in there. Let me tell you, it'd probably be a $80 trillion bill you'd be paying for if they're investigating Trump. If they're investigating this election because Trump won, they'd be all into this. If Trump had won, they'd be all investigating this because Trump's doing it because there's evidence of fraud and proof of fraud. Okay, move along now. Nothing to see here. It's just ridiculous. And that's what I think Barack Obama means. He wants to get, like, he wants to get rid of, like, the Nancy Pelosi's and bring people worse than her. It's kind of like you have a choice in voting. You know what I mean? Choice in voting. Where it doesn't matter which one you pick, you're screwed. Okay. We got a socialist on the right or a communist on the left? You pick. Well, it's not really a choice. We're a constitutional republic. And you're saying I'm choosing between a socialist and a communist? Don't understand. That's what they try to do in this country. They try to say you have a choice. Well, you have a choice. You do. You have a big choice. Big choice. Trump's finally an actual choice. It's not politics as usual. Finally, they don't know how to handle someone that's like not backing down. Like, bring it. Come on. Kind of like, he's calling their bluff. Okay, bring it. I mean, look at that. Look at that impeachment hearing. If they truly would have, if they would, what they tried to impeach him on, let me tell you something, folks. If they would have found something, they would have done way more than that. Abuse of power? Are you kidding me? There's not one politician in county, state, city, local, presidential, national that you couldn't say that to and get, well, technically, everyone does this, but technically he's violating the House rules Article 8, Section 6, page 12, line 3, subsection 2, Article 1. It says you're to leave the house holding the door for the person behind you. He didn't do it. That's abuse of his power because he thinks he's better and doesn't have to hold the door like everyone else. Well, no one holds the door for anybody. They go out there and shut the door. Let it slam in the person's face behind them. They couldn't find anything on him. They don't know how to handle Trump. Because they have, and that's the thing, you need to pray for these people that are having to change their name and address and move, and they've lost family over this because they're sticking their necks out. Now, what they need to do is these witnesses that they have, before they, I know they didn't have time, but like before they went into that committee, you need to have, before they like go to court or anything, you need to have like anti-Trump, anti-liberal people have that mentality and interview them. That there's no fraud, you're never going to be able to prove it. Everything's been discredited, you know, so that they can get used, because in case they ever have to actually face someone that does that. That's how Michigan was all night long. It's like, wow, like, you can't get, well, yeah, this judge, yeah, he doesn't believe you. So I guess a judge with a couple people read their affidavit and whatever, yep, they're fake. I got the Michigan State Voting Law Book right here, and this has all the rules outlined of what's legal and not legal when you're a poll worker or when you count votes or whatever. And, okay, in this book right here, what you're saying is illegal because it couldn't happen because it's in this book. So since you can't do that via this voter book, I know you're lying, because there was no voter fraud. Nothing was illegal. Yeah, your affidavit, yeah, I don't believe you. I mean, but how? But then the one lady, she went like, well, you know, you could give Hillary Clinton and she could sign an affidavit and lie all day long and nothing would happen to her anyway, so hey. But it's like there's so much evidence out there and no one cares. I mean, Facebook and Google are buying up rivals despite antitrust action. They don't care. Ain't nothing gonna change. I remember, like, when we used to have, like, one good phone carrier in this town. We had great prices. Well, we need to get more than one company in here so that we can have, like, trade wars, basically. Like, then the cost will go down as they fight for your business. That ain't go down. Fight for my business? Okay, so people are paying around... For this, like $35 a month for a landline phone, okay? Well, what we do is we'll charge $70 a month, and we'll barter, and we'll get it to where when we lower prices, our prices, we lower them to $50. $20 savings. And it's more than they were paying monopolizing. Or like you say, like $80, and then I'll say, well, we can do it for $50, and then you come down to our $50, and yeah, $50 is better than $80, but it's way more than what you were paying. And then they monopolize. So like the tobacco industries did. There wasn't one tobacco company in the 50s that said, we believe this is causing cancer. We believe we have the evidence because we took the tobacco and brewed it like a tea. No, they all came together as a wall and suppressed all the data no matter what. Okay? And that's what's kind of, because when you look at Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and all this crap, like, I just want to, like, keep fighting the man. There ain't nothing going to be done. I mean, where's the Rhino Republicans? Why aren't they standing up and doing something? They got a, what is it, like a 230 bill or something? Yeah, slapping them on the wrist. Don't do it again. Aww. And that's what, and then there's some people like, there was no fraud, but it was a pretty chaotic election. But what we're going to do is we're going to work on fixing it so that next time this doesn't happen. No, we're going to fix the crap that went on this time before it happens again. I mean, and some of these witnesses they've had, like in this voter stuff, they've been going back. Yeah, this is stuff, we were looking into this in 18 and in 16, whatever the case. So a lot of these people are investigating this stuff. It's nothing new. But we, the people, are wanting to see action. Like, I think there's a couple groups in the Stop the Steal movement. There are people that, like, they want to see the vote overturn, period. Yeah, Trump wins. Sweet. Then there's the people that want the vote to be overturned, but at the same time, I want to see people, I want to see butts in jail. Because if you, so what, you flip the election, and it goes back to Trump. Okay, well, now we got to figure out how to make sure that we steal the election next time, but we don't get caught. So, and then you got the other part that's like, lock and load. Something's going to happen or we're going to take control and take charge. Not that they want to, you know, not like people like, okay, yeah, let's lock and load and let's do this. No, it's not that. It's, well, hey, pen and paper aren't fixing anything, so we're going to have to fix something ourselves. I mean, because you got a ton of the, there's a bunch of, like, UPS subcontractors that talk about how they were ordered to backday ballots and that they were taking ballots from point A to point B and doing all kinds of weird stuff and had cargo in the back that, well, you know, I believe they were ballots, but I don't know what they were, what they, I have no idea. They were doing, I mean, I was here while they were loading up all kinds of stuff early in the morning doing all this and, you know, like two and two weren't adding up to equal four. Like, I've worked for the post office subcontractor and done this. And, you know, when I was going to a place undisclosed and getting stuff and taking it to another. So, I don't know. It's just one of those. And then when you have, like last night with Michigan, especially when they had people that were like these representatives, like, I mean, I can understand Steve Johnson. He said, well, you know, our records don't see like the 100,000 to 30,000 vote discrepancy that you're talking about that you saw, right? You did. Yes, I did. Well, we're going to try to figure out, it's almost like Rutrow Raggy, they caught on to us, they figured it out. And there are some that when they looked up data, it's in fractions and decimals. We're a one-to-one vote. And what that means is one person, one vote. If 10 people vote for Trump and 10 people vote for Biden, you should have 10 and 10. You shouldn't have fractions. But there are. And there are voting systems that have that, because in certain, like in a company, for example, like a giant company, if they vote on people to be this and that, like, hey, we want to make him the next so-and-so, whatever, and you vote for it, some people's votes, because they're higher up, are worth more. I think the employee, if they can vote, should have the most power, because, hey, he's going to own me. He's going to decide what I get paid, what benefits I have, if he shuts the company down or keeps it going or improves it or makes it, you know. But like in businesses, when you have votes, you can have lots of different levels. And higher-ups have more, like five votes. They're like voting five times. So you have to have aggregate programs built into those so that you can have the different levels, and if they get one, these are, because of who they are, they get one vote, theirs counts for two and theirs counts for three, whatever, you need to be able to put that in. But in a presidential election, in a national election like this, or a non-presidential year, you don't, that shouldn't, that a feature like that shouldn't even be able in an election. Not to mention, the USB, the USB ports are so hackable. They are so easily to manipulate. All I have to do is put something in this hardware, cut, and that's what it is. You have the USB port, and you have this, and you put something in the hardware through your USB port. Sold. And by the time they realize, if they ever did. But that's the problem in this. No one, there's no fraud. You can't prove anything. Okay, well then what would you need to have? What kind of, that's what I hate when there's like, because a lot of the people, no matter what you put forth, no matter what you show them or what you tell them, there's no fraud anyways. I mean, I did kind of make this comment last night. I'm like, well, at least these libertards are there watching the thing. Most people don't even know their sharing's going on. Joe Biden's our president. What's Trump doing? You know. Well, it's just like that. That section 230. No talk, no action. They don't care. They've got special interests. I mean, they're in bed. So that's the problem. Trump's not in bed with people. Trump doesn't have, Trump isn't like, hey, since we got you that house in Barbados, man, you owe us, you know. You got to vote for this, man. And then you're kind of like, well, crap, I don't want to vote for this, but hey, they did give me the house in Barbados, man. I mean, and in some of these hearings, they've had Democrats come forth. This is not only a Republican thing. We want to make sure that when you want a candidate, you can vote for him and possibly get him elected and not feel like it's rigged so that they can't. Well, I mean, you have to kind of flip that the other way, because we, you know, we're the ones that have the vote stolen and erased and deleted. And they want a national mandate for vote by mail, ballot harvesting, and ending photo ID for voting. Senator Tom Cotton, are you kidding me? I don't know how, what, I'm going to look into this, and I may have to call a Michigan representative. My wife might know, I don't know. But I'd love to know what keeps you from going to as many poll places as you can in Michigan and voting, if you don't have to have an ID or prove a name or anything. It's sad, but oh, I don't say I'm not a big celeb star, but like that Ellen chick or whatever from, it's like going to Elliot now. And like Hillary Clinton, congratulations on your transgender transition. God made you perfect. God don't make mistakes. And they find a lot of people that when they keep what you got, you can look like a guy, but keep what you got because there are people who have had, because they go through a major process because a lot of people will change their mind 10 years from now. So like that, imagine if you get the tattoo, you have the heart with mom, and you think it looks so cool, and then like, well, that's permanent. Now you're screwed. Because there were things that in the 90s I thought were cool as heck, but now I'm glad that wasn't permanent. The women that use like 20 gallons of Aquanet in their hair, like 15 bottles. And some people have the notion that I think I'm a girl. And then 9 years down the road, no, I was a guy. Oops. That was the Ravi Shankar phase. Oops, I screwed up. Well, now I can't because I had the reconstructive surgery. And that's why they go through a very, very lengthy process to make sure that you really want this, that you are who you say you are. But if everything's going to be okay, everyone, don't worry. Clinton, Bush, and Obama willing to take COVID-19 vaccine live on television. They're going to get the vaccine live on TV. Here's the million-dollar question. What could they do to convince me 100% that they're getting the actual COVID-19 vaccine and not a placebo, not glucose water, or a saline solution? Because they ain't getting the real. They ain't getting what they're going to try to mandate on us. Oh, yeah. See, the vaccine's not mandatory, but you're just not going to be able to do certain things without it. So, we can't make you get it, but, well, you can't drive a car without the vaccine. Can't have a job without the. No, we're not mandating it. No. There's a difference between mandating and a choice. You have a choice whether you want the vaccine or a job. See, we're giving you a choice. You have to have a choice. That's right, folks. I'm giving you a choice. If you want to get the vaccine or not, if you want to have a job or not, if you want to go to a cinema or not, fly in a plane or not. There's a lot of things that you might want to do, but you don't have to do them. You don't have to drive a car. You don't have to have a job. It's like you don't have to have the vaccine. But there's just a lot of things you're not going to be able to do if you don't get that optional vaccine. That's just how we are. Got about 18 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And that's what I truly try to get that message, because I feel like that's they give you the illusion of freedom, the illusion of choice. And you're seeing it in England. The vaccine is optional, unless you want to go to the cinema, or fly a plane, or a bunch of other things they're going to mandate you can't do. You have a choice between a communist and a socialist. Pick one. Well, we're a constitutional republic. No. No, quit. No, we don't want to. No, not the details. You have a choice between two candidates. Well, yeah, it's a communist and a socialist. I'm a constitutional republic. That's what I want, because that's what we are. It's okay. You have a choice, though, right? And people are done with it, the choice. People at least a lot of Stop Steal rallies, they want to see action. Not just, we want the vote to overturn, and I think there's so much coming forth that can do that, but I want to see butts in seats. I want to see people in, okay? I want to see people in holding cells waiting to transfer to the penitentiary. People being held accountable. That's what I want to see. We'll have to wait and see, but and they're like, hey, we want to let the judicial system try to do its job, and if it don't, then we have to step up. And I think yesterday was a prime example. They're not saying don't vote. They're like saying, make sure they do something, or you might as well not vote because they're going to rig the dang thing anyways. That's what they're saying. I mean, there's just too many people coming forth with all this stuff. And it's nice to see Americans finally standing up and doing something. Here's the thing. Like, there's 40 states saying that they're going to file antitrust lawsuits against Facebook and other stuff. And, yeah, there's all this stuff with the voter fraud and all this. And it'll more than likely overturn the election, but what good's it going to do if not one person goes to prison? And what good's it going to do if the liberal left say, here we go, Trump stole another damn election, Biden won it fair and square, I'm tired of this crap, it was his pack, the Supreme Court, that overturned it because they claimed there's voter fraud when there wasn't one piece of it. Okay, let's start going and let's start burning down every damn building, just start trashing the whole country. I don't care. Put light a match to the cars. Because if we can't have our candidate, then we're just going to destroy America. Put wicks in every car and just set them on fire and explode them all. You know? And something tells me that that's the whole game plan. They made this in a way so that it's going to get flipped. And since 99% of the libertards believe it, Joe Biden won 100% fair and square, they're going to go ballistic. And it's going to be 50 times worse than last time when Trump won. I mean, I tell you, I mean, this is more how bad it is. The Georgia Secretary of State, well, we don't really know how many absentee ballots arrived by mail versus Dropbox and this and that. It's crazy. I mean, this is an unmitigated disaster. Oh, but this is going to work fine. There can't be, This can't be. Voting by mail, what could go wrong with that one? I mean, I'm telling you, this is, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. And you can't make this stuff up. I mean, I wish you could. I mean, who needs an onion anymore? This, I mean, what's going on today surpasses that. I just hope that 2021 doesn't say, 2020, hold my beer. I mean, I don't know. I'll look this up. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know. That's what's wrong with this. All these people don't... I mean, I think... I honestly think it's sort of like that Fast and Furious where they can't know what's going on because they're in trouble, but they have to know because they're running it. It's crazy. It's crazy. But that's 2020 for you, folks. That's why you got to wake up and think for yourself. Not just, well, I don't, well, let me see here. And they always talk about, well, Rush Limbaugh tells his people what to, how to think. And CNN doesn't. Because there are people that believe the crap that comes out of that toilet. Just look at the toilet paper shortage, where people were fighting over toilet paper. Where did they come up with that? Where did they get that idea, genius? They were watching the mainstream media that says if you get COVID-19, you could have diarrhea. Let me tell you, if you need 800 rolls of toilet paper for diarrhea, then you got a problem. I'm just saying. But hey, Rush Limbaugh tells us how to think, but then when these idiots believe the lamestream media and they do whatever they want to, and that's how sad it is. But you listen to Rush Limbaugh and he controls your life. Okay, well then who told you to get 50,000 rolls of toilet paper? Because no one I watched told me to load up on toilet paper. I tried to find some just in case. But I had enough to get me at least 2 months. Because I buy in bulk so I don't have to go all the dang time. Especially in the wintertime. Getting out that maybe I can get through 3 months, 4 months, and not have to worry about trying to go get toilet paper. And Joe Biden again thinks he's the president and urges Americans to limit travel due to coronavirus, even though every politician is doing whatever they want to anyways. Sorry, Joe Biden. People are smarter than that. We know better. We're going to do as they do, not as they say. It's just crazy, folks. But that's 2020. And it's just sad. It's sad that we've even gotten to this point. I don't even know how we've gotten to this point, because it's just, there's no voter fraud. There's no net. Then why did they stop counting? What has Joe Biden done for you? Well, he created Obamacare. No, that was a botched Massachusetts healthcare state law. That's a joke. It stunk. Put Obama's name on it. It's Obamacare. And if you think that's so great, then why are all the politicians exempt? We're the conspiracy theorists, but everything we're conspiracying is slowly, slowly coming true. And the good people get it. The other ones are like, they don't get it because they're never going to get it because they don't believe no matter what you prove to them, no matter what you show them, no matter what happens. You know, you got to sit there and at some point go, have fun, because you can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot yourself out. I mean, I try to show people facts, but when they don't do anything, like, so what? Okay, I'm done. I laugh at them at that point. I'm like, yeah, I'll pray for you, but that's about it. You, if you said what? Yeah, I'll pray for you. That's about it. What do you mean, pray for me? Because you're a moron. I gave you proof. Doesn't this look like this? Yes, this blood matches this blood. It's a DNA match. It's 99.9874% accurate match. It's 1 trillion. It's a trillion, trillion, trillion to one odds that it's not the same person. Okay, it is. Well, that's not whatever. That's a lie. I don't believe it. And that's, okay, I gave you the facts. If you can't, whatever. Nothing like, I can't fix. I wish duct tape could fix stupid, but it can't. We just have to wait and see. Because that's the thing I fear, that this is all done. So that, guess what? When they overturn it for Trump, civil war, because all these liberals that swallow everything the lamestream media tells them, then they're going to get violent, because this bullcrap, he stole it with Russia, and now he stole it with this packed Supreme Court. That's what he's going to do. And then they start trashing and rioting. And then they get their civil war. And if we don't get caught, hey, we get Biden in and we trash the country. Either way, we win. There's tons of massive voter fraud, tons of evidence of corruption. Are we burning down buildings or doing anything? No. We're trying to let the process work itself out legally. If all else fails, then we will cross that bridge when we get to the bridge. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. You know, we're just trying to do what we do. I mean, and this is, I mean, a New York congressional race is uncertain after 55 uncounted ballots found. I mean, there's people in California that were proven to, what do they call that? They were registering homeless people and voting for them. All this stuff. Oh, but, and they keep finding this stuff more and more and more and more and more. And it just never ends. But there's no voter fraud. I mean, just in finding ballots here and there, things are changing. We'll just have to wait and see. I mean, I think this is going to be the never-ending election. I don't think, I've said this before, I wonder how much Trump really won by in 2016. And even if, I wonder if John McCain really won like in 2008 or, you know. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. But, yeah, you're just going to always wonder how much, I mean, because that's the ultimate integrity. Don't you want to know that if you voted for Biden and win for Biden, or if you voted for Trump and win for Trump, no matter who you like, can't we agree on that? That you want to make sure that you have a honest election? Thank you. You should agree upon that. Got about 60 seconds left, folks. You should want to make sure that no matter who the candidate is you support, that you have a free and fair election. Remember, folks, we're all in this boat together. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. Don't forget, you matter, and you can make a difference. God bless you all, and good night, and goodbye.